The Truth News Network. From Salzburg to Collierville, Tennessee, Grand Island to Sevilla, Spain, Caribou Landing to Washington, D.C. Fighting the sour taste of lies by drawing off the sweet cream of truth. TNN, the Truth News Network, and your humble servant, Dan Newman.
Humbly serving you every day here at Truth News Network. I'm glad you are here with us today, and I hope you had a great day. Well, let's get right to it. Today's title is ?? Well, let me explain that. Put a name, any name, in front of the word gate, replacing the question marks, and that's what we're talking about today. You know, like Watergate? There are plenty that have gone on, plenty of those, during the Trump presidency, and we're not through yet. There's another one at the top of every news story today. Let's just recap all of the gates during the Trump presidency. It began with Russiagate. That one started with the infamous Steele dossier that supposedly chronicled salacious activities on the part of then-candidate Donald Trump and others in his campaign that involved working with the Russian government to collude on actions to destroy Hillary Clinton's chances to win the 2016 presidential election. There were plenty of players in that debacle, most of who were members of senior positions in the Obama Department of Justice, specifically the FBI. Then FBI Director James Comey seemed to spearhead the collusion farce in conjunction with former CIA Director John Brennan, DNI Director James Clapper, and a plethora of second-level officers at the FBI and the DOJ. And then there was Obstruction Gate. When it became obvious to all there was no meat on the bone in Trump campaign collusion with Russians, Trump detractors shifted to his actions that were, quote, unquote, obviously and blatantly obstruction of justice. Those included Trump's efforts to remove special counsel Robert Mueller, who led the charge in the entire post-election investigation, which included both collusion and conspiracy and obstruction of justice. This investigation is yet to be completed, not because of loose ends regarding the president, but because of Inspector General and federal attorney investigations of alleged wrongdoing by those who are out to get President Trump and were planting false information regarding the president, hoping in doing so to prompt impeachment proceedings. How about this one? You haven't probably heard this one. Cohen-gate. That's right, Michael Cohen, longtime business and personal attorney for President Trump, and before that, Mr. Trump, was caught up in the Mueller investigation and a parallel investigation by the Southern District of New York Federal Attorney's Office. In those investigations, some irregularities were uncovered, and eventually Cohen was indicted, pled guilty in a plea bargain, and is now serving time in jail. In open court, Cohen acknowledged that he violated campaign finance laws by paying hush money to two women in coordination with and at the direction of a candidate for federal office. That candidate was obviously his client at the time, Donald Trump. Mr. Trump denied the allegations. No evidence was found to corroborate Cohen's claims. But there's another part of Cohen-gate. BuzzFeed News reported that President Trump directed Cohen to lie to Congress under oath over negotiations with Russia about a Trump Tower project in Moscow during the 2016 campaign. If found to be true, Trump detractors claim his doing so could amount to several obstruction of justice charges. And of course, that investigation found nothing. Let's move on. Emolument Gate. Now, this is a tricky legal quagmire that could take years to undo in a court of law, and it bears noting that the standards of evidence in a criminal court versus a trial in the U.S. Senate, that's what would happen in the case of an impeachment, are worlds apart. But basically, Trump's ownership of businesses in foreign countries can put him in violation of a constitutional clause that prevents him or any person in federal office from earning money from foreign sources while he's president. President Trump obviously owns scads of companies and properties in foreign countries. Everybody knew that when he ran for president. And of course, he very vocally and visibly turned over all control of all of the Trump business enterprises to his two sons. He has nothing to do with them any longer. His opponents claim as being president affords opportunities to parlay his office to entice foreign companies and governments to conduct business with his entities in return for favorable consideration on matters that could directly or even indirectly push business activities to his properties. It's a long shot, but emolument gate is one possible allegation for his impeachment from the high crimes and misdemeanors verbiage in the Constitution. You're going to love this one. Sharpie gate. Yes, this refers to the track of Hurricane Dorian, which attacked the southeast and the east coast of the United States with torrential rain, heavy flooding, and devastatingly high winds. You remember, just happened a short time ago. The Trump controversy in this, Sharpie Gate, resulted from the president very innocently showing in an interview the projected path of Dorian that went through the southern United States, and that path included part, just a little sliver, of the state of Alabama. Trump haters went nuts. Doesn't the president know, they said, that Alabama is not on the east coast of the U.S.? They actually began reporting that in doing so, the president was proving claims of his likely mental deficiencies, since no official government map of Dorian's projected paths included such a jaunt through the state of Alabama. However, as usually happens, it came to light later. In this case, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, known as the NOAA, they're over all the weather stuff, had actually issued projections of Dorian with a 5% chance that Bama would be impacted. The president had seen that projection and included it in his map by marking it with a Sharpie. We could go on and on listing other examples of ... gate claims against President Trump. It's pretty obvious, at least so far, that Mr. Trump has gotten angry at the nonstop attacks against him, as I think anybody would. I know I would. He's lashed out in anger sometimes when those attacks are made. And as most Queens, New York successful businessmen will do, verbally response and attacks of those who make unverified and unsupported claims against him. But I don't think his doing so is evidence of treason, high crimes, and misdemeanors, which are prerequisites for the impeachment of a president. So what the heck is going on? You know what? I think you know. From the top down of the political class in Washington, D.C., almost to a person, they hate Donald Trump. Why is that? Well, Mr. Trump represents in every action he takes, every word he speaks, every rally he attends, the direct opposite of quid pro quo. You know what quid pro quo means? Tit for tat, or you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Well, that goes on in Washington, and it's become a society unto itself. And that society has its own set of rules, regulations, mores, values, and operating procedures, which Donald Trump, from the beginning of his campaign until today, has ignored. Why is that? Well, his commitment isn't to politics. It isn't to the Republican Party. It's not to Washington, D.C. His one commitment, and quite honestly, it's the one commitment everybody who swears in as president takes as part of their oath, is to the people and the rule of law in the United States. Remember this. This group does not consist of Democrats alone. Among its numbers are a large group of Republicans who have been given a name themselves by Trump's ardent supporters. They're called Never Trumpers. These consist of Republican career politicians who have been part of the Washington, D.C. societal class for decades, most of them have. They detest President Trump because he refuses to play the game of D.C. politics by the rules that they wrote. The rules are the do's and don'ts of serving in a national elected office or even in an appointed position in the federal government. Here's how it is supposed to work. 1. D.C. is not about which political party is in control. Everybody knows that the White House, the Congress, which is comprised of the House and the Senate, will be controlled by one political party at a time. They're going to be in the majority for a while. Then the opposing party is going to win control and maintain control for a while. That fact dictates that both parties find ways when in the minority to work especially close with members of the opposing party, you know, the one that's in control, so as to not make waves and anger them when they're in control. Now, what does in control mean? Probably the cushiest positions in the Congress or committee chair positions. There's financial windfalls that go with that. There's power that goes with that. And when you're in the minority, you don't have any say-so in who is appointed the chair of those committees. And so when you're in the minority, you just don't want to hack off people on the other side. So when they are there, they're going to pass out some of those cush committee appointments. They all know the other party's going to win control sooner or later. So what they do and how they make it work with voters is they pacify constituents of their own party by offering and sometimes even passing some legislation that supports positions of the minority party. They can say this, "We're trying, but without control of government, we just can't get that legislation passed and signed into law that we want." So why did they do that? Well, the most important thing about being a career politician is to understand keeping the status quo, the status quo. They don't want anything to change. What's the meaning of that? Formerly, D.C. was all about money. Now, they move the bar. It's not just about money. It's all about power. Whoever is in power in Congress and whoever is in power controlling the White House pretty much has all or most of the political might in the Potomac Valley. Of course, with that, they control federal dollars, but they control so much more. When those in the majority lose control because they have diligently maintained a balance that carefully looked to their constituents, that they accomplished some good things, did not upset the opposition, then when they're in that minority, they'll be treated the same way as the other party treated them. When we come back in just a moment, I've got some final words. You don't want to miss these. These are very important words, even looking ahead regarding President Donald Trump and all of the gates that have been, are now, and will be investigated till the end of the Trump presidency. Back right after this at Truth News Net, truthnewsnet.org.
Undeniably the go-to source for nonpartisan, spin-free news from the world. Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
Out for some Lay's and you face a test. Which tasty chip will be the best? Sour cream and onion, smoky barbecue. Cheddar, sour cream, salt and vinegar too. You sample them all cause the crisp is so good on your lips. Yeah. You left your wallet at home, but now you have a new best friend.
The many flavors of Lay's chips. One taste and you're in love.
So the left has the squad. There isn't enough beer to hold to watch what happens next. You are the army of truth. TNN, the Truth News Network.
And we're getting right back to the truth. Here's our summary. We're going to wrap things up today. Starting with this, do you think the laundry list above of the gates will be the only ones during the Trump presidency? Absolutely not. The latest was opened up in the last few days by a report from an unnamed source, surprise, surprise, that purports a federally protected whistleblower from an intelligence agency filed a whistleblower claim of wrongdoing against Mr. Trump. The claim is that on a phone call between the president and the president of Ukraine, Mr. Trump pressured the Ukrainian president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden for unethically and possibly illegally pressuring the Ukrainians to benefit a company owned in part by Joe Biden's son, Hunter. And supposedly, the allegation is that during that phone call, President Trump threatened to withhold foreign aid from the U.S. to Ukraine, and that foreign aid had already been approved by Congress. If true, this would be a blatant example of the violation of the office of president, and certainly would be sufficient to initiate articles of impeachment by the House of Representatives. Since that story first appeared, it just has, as every other previous gate story we mentioned above, begun to unravel one layer at a time. At the writing of this story, it has been reported and confirmed that the whistleblower was not even present, was not a party to that call, and someone just said Mr. Trump had done so because somebody else told me. Further, when the claim was made, the Department of Justice, in its determination if the DOJ should forward the claim to Congress for their consideration, the Inspector General, when reviewing all of the supporting information and evidence, said the claim did not, quote, meet the standards required to involve the Congress because there was a lack of evidence. It's another case of he said, she said. Now, let me put this in context. When the president speaks to a foreign dignitary from the Oval Office, there are several dozens, usually, of government officials that are on the call from both sides. In addition to that, a transcript of every one of those calls is created, and its accuracy is signed off by several of the officials that listen in and were a party to that phone call. Wow. I'm going to summarize this way. Does anyone believe that these impeachable claims against Donald Trump are over? If you have, and if you do, you're being foolish. As long as he serves in office, as long as he's an inhabitant of the White House, whether that's until January of 2021 or January of 2025, the claims against him are going to continue. No matter how good is the American economy, no matter the U.S. getting along with its allies around the world better than they have in a long time, no matter how denuclearization talks with North Korea and Iran go, no matter if the illegal immigration dilemma is or is not resolved, the members of the establishment of Washington, D.C. political society will continue to push actions to remove Donald Trump from office. Why is that? He spoiled their gravy train. Remember this, he wasn't supposed to be at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That spot belonged to Hillary Clinton. As long as he's in office, their ability to control the U.S. at every level has been, if not removed, seriously diminished. They will not stand for that. Their taste of power in Washington and their all-consuming lust for it continues, and it will drive this ship to ultimate victory in which they expect and demand to regain control. Should that not happen, they will do anything to try to regain it, even at the cost of crashing that ship, the United States of America, on the rocky shores for devastation. Here's a quote for you to think of. Listen closely, and I'll repeat it. The state acquires power, and because of its insatiable lust for power, it is incapable of giving up any of it. The state never abdicates. Again, the state acquires power, and because of its insatiable lust for power, it is incapable of giving up any of it. The state never abdicates. That's sad. You know why? The power doesn't even belong to the state or those who serve in it. The power and the might of the United States government has always, does now, and in the future belong to the people. Remember that. A good one today, a great story to discuss and talk about. Love your comments. Send them to me, dan@truthnewsnet.org. That's dan@truthnewsnet.org. We'll get together again tomorrow. Until then, have a great day. So long, everybody.
undeniably the go-to source for nonpartisan, spin-free news from the world. Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.